must be delighted, you know, a couple of seasons, this is your third season and now being a final, a semi-final, and you're really building a good squad here today. Of course, playing against the Breeze in the opening half went in, just 6-3 down, a few wides from McCool's in there, but I think that might have a lot to do with your defensive shape as well, and then a brilliant start to the second half for your own.
Yeah, we were delighted with the first half, to be only 3 points down, playing in, into that wind was brilliant. Our defence was very much on top of their game there today, and Oisín had a few wides, but in fairness, I think there was pressure on him, and all those shots he took on, and they missed a 45 or two. So maybe we were lucky at times, maybe to be in a three, only going in 3 points down. But I would put a lot of that down to our boys' work rate, and so that was a great platform for us to build on for the second half, to only be 3 points down.
Yeah, blistering start to that second half where you flipped the whole game right on its head. You went from 6-3 down to 11-6 up. Some brilliant scores in there from the get go, from De Burka, from me. Emil Rorty, Ethan Harkin, Daryl Boyle, and Emil Rorty really on top form there in front of the goals.
Yeah, Emil has that in his locker, those points, and from range too. He's really added that to his game this year. Really, we're really seeing it. I think he's 2 or 3 points a game in the championship so far, so he's really playing well. Our first half going forward, we had a few chances. We weren't happy, we weren't too slick, we were a bit clumsy with a few things, and a few shots dropped short and getting blocked down. But we were a lot slicker then at the start of the second half, and we built up that good lead, which really made the difference going down the stretch. That we
yeah, and at that point at 11-6, everyone was looking like you were just going to, you know, see the game out, take control, and just keep that scoreboard ticking over. But this ball dropping short, it must be a coach's nightmare, because there's a lot of things you can allow for in a game, but this ball dropping short, we've seen it last night in the Burn Road as well, can cause so much problems. And it was Rory Killahan up from corner back, got a flick on the ball, ended up in the back of the net, gave McCool's a huge lifeline.
Yeah, that was a real killer blow now, because we were kind of comfortable 5 points up, and when we had the ball we were comfortable, we were controlling it. And I think it was Sean Martin, he lined up an outside of the boot one, and you kind of, it's the most dangerous ball in football, I think, that one man goes for a shot and it drops short and you just don't know where it's going to go. So we wouldn't be happy at all there with the way that went, with that high ball going in, because it just gave them a lot of momentum to get back into the game. And then of course the second goal came soon after, and that's another one that to us wouldn't be happy with. Like, I think from play we only conceded 1 point in the second half. So if we would have kept those two goals out, you know, it could have been a lot more comfortable. So something to work on, and definitely wouldn't be happy with it. But in our defence, and they are pretty annoyed that they let in two goals with that.
Yeah, and certainly I suppose a bit of character from McCool's. But then again, I think when the game really got tight there, you could see the bit of experience as well in a lot of your guys on possession. Maybe Dara could have chipped one on, maybe put that 2 point. But while it was a 1 point game, it was really hanging in the balance. And it was Miguel Avrija come up on that left foot. He got the first score of the game. From yourselves, and he got the last in the end, which was a bit of an insurance point. But you could see, I think, a bit of experience in your team with the runs you've gone on the last couple of seasons, that they were comfortable on the ball when they got it.
Yeah, like, we have serious footballers here in Gidor, and they're all comfortable on the ball, and they can hold on to the ball, and they're good at doing that. And we were a man down at that stage as well for the last 6 or 7 minutes, so it was really proud of that period there. You know, it's fine to be playing football when you're 15 on the pitch and you have the wind, and you know, you can make it look easy, but when the other team have the momentum and you're a man down, that's where you need to show a bit of character and a bit of determination and your real footballing ability. And I'd be very proud of the way the boys did that the last 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah, both teams very well coached. You could see it there, you know, at times possession key, the defensive set was very good. Kickouts were very interesting today. When teams, you know, we've seen teams lose a lot in their own kickouts, but it's complete opposite today. Nearly all the kickouts found their own number, which meant possession, which meant, you know, you were trying to work out an attack. Is that a lot of work that's going on in the training ground from you guys?
Yeah, like, something you probably work on every night is your kickouts. I know it's kind of boring enough, and
it was one of the most boring parts of it. It has to be done. I remember last year, that's the thing I avoided the most. I was like, boys, you take care of them kickouts. But yeah, it's one of those things has to be done night after night, because it's such a vital part of the game.
It's all about getting your hands on the ball, and the kickout is, I don't know, is it like 40% of those kind of times you're starting when the ball's being started off, it's starting off at your own kickout. So like, you have to work on it, and you have to try your pattern to try and get your hands on the ball in those kickouts. So we're lucky that we have such a great keeper in Pádraig, Miguel Abrija. Like, Pádraig's only 18, I think, and you would think he's a 35-year-old in there, the way he's so calm and on the ball and with those kickouts, he's brilliant. So he's been a huge boost to us as well to have him available with Dahi Roberts being injured. So yeah, look, the kickouts, we do work on them, but sure, every team's working on them, but that's not to say it's going to work out for you, because every team in Donegal knows each other well at this stage too. So teams love homework done on us, I'm sure, is the way we would do homework on them. So yeah, the kickouts are huge, but we'd be happy with the way they went today.
Yeah, Ronan, and lastly, you're obviously in this quarter final. A lot of people talking about the pre-quarter final, avoiding it, the rest. The planning starts now for you. Is that something now as a coach you think, right, next week we can get together, we can have like a bit of a training camp and work on a lot of things, we can look at our potential oppositions out there. So is it a massive thing for you to be in this quarter final now and have the week off?
Yeah, it certainly is. We haven't had that luxury before, so it's something we looked for, so hopefully something that now that'll work in our favour going forward to having that extra week off. I suppose a big thing for us now is a lot of boys are going back to college, and there's a few boys back, teachers back in Dublin, so look, it's great to get that weekend too, to try and integrate them at the weekend, probably train twice next weekend and put everyone together, because our numbers are going down now. We're training Tuesdays and Thursdays because there's so many boys away, but every club's the same. So again, it's just another little benefit of having that week off to be able to bring those boys all together.